Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. It's free, comes on Sunday by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. And we also have a blog. If you like the blog, if you like blogs, I think you'll like mine. It's a multimedia blog. It comes every day, Monday through Friday. If you want to subscribe to that, of course, you can also just go to the website and check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. But if you want to, we'll send it to you every day, Monday through Friday. And that way, we give you a break on Saturday. You don't have to hear from me on Saturday. Let me introduce you to a new friend. Lucy Cook Thomas is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Lucy is, well, as you heard me say before, Lucy is one of those great Americans. She's a school teacher. She teaches kindergarten. She's also an author. And I've asked her to join us today to talk to us a little bit about what she's doing, why she would want to write a book, and why she would want to do it the way she did it. Lucy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks. I enjoy it. Thanks.
Now, you're a kindergarten teacher.
Yes.
And tell the audience where you're located.
We're located in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
All right.
And
now, you've got friends listening over. We got an affiliate there, WVNA AM 1590, great affiliate there in your area. And,
right.
And so if you got any, would you like to say hello to anybody there?
Oh, sure. Just, hey, everybody. Hey, Tuscumbia. Tuscumbia is actually where the WVNA radio is located.
I see. All right.
And I taught school there in that system, so it's a great little town.
Now, you're a kindergarten teacher, and I got to say, Lucy, I hope you don't mind me saying this, you sound like a kindergarten teacher.
I'm not surprised.
No, I mean, that's great. I mean, everybody should have a kindergarten teacher who sounds like you. I just see all these little five-year-olds wanting to hug you all the time.
They do.
They do.
They're the sweetest things. They hug and all that good stuff. But, you know, more people say that about your voice. They say, I'm sure you have a lot of discipline problems, you know, because you don't have that loud, robust voice. But you really don't.
Well, five-year-olds, you can pretty much manipulate five-year-olds most of the time. It's when they get to junior high. That's when they turn into other beings.
Right. Those kindergartners can really dish out some stuff sometimes.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, now, you wrote a book, and the book is titled, You Know You're a Kindergarten Teacher When.
Right.
Is this a take on Jeff Foxworthy's angle with rednecks?
Well, you know, I thought about that afterwards, but a lot of us at our school, we would have funny things happen, and I would run to another teacher and I'll go, okay, you know you are a kindergarten teacher when, and then we tell the story. So it just kind of fell into place and it flowed and it seems like it made sense. So we just decided to write about it. And then I would run, like I said, we would run next door to the next teacher or down the hall, and we would have a good story to tell. So.
Well, I went to kindergarten, and my favorite chapter is the one that says, you know you're a kindergarten teacher when you've been slimed.
Exactly.
Now, see, I was the little kid that after a rainy night, I would pick up the worms on the, you know the worms that they crawl out on the sidewalk after a rain.
Uh-huh.
I would come to school with a handful of worms.
Oh no!
So
you gave them to your teacher.
As a 5-year-old, I'm thinking this is a prize. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking
and
this
she
is.
Probably took it with open arms and said, "Oh, thank you, Jim."
Well, I don't remember, but I may have been punished for it because it's hard to say. I was punished for so many things, but anyway, that was my favorite one.
Right.
Now, all right, now you've explained to us what motivated you to write the book. You said, okay, this is real life kindergarten right here. This is the rubber meets the road kindergarten.
Exactly.
Somebody needs to put this down on paper.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. And I was kind of inspired. We had a lady come to our school last spring, and she was teaching us how to pull out how our children need to write down their small moments to actually write a story.
Don't 5-year-olds, aren't all of 5-year-olds' moments small?
No, they're really big to them.
Oh, okay.
They're just small creatures.
How do you explain a small moment to a five-year-old?
Oh, well, you lead into them a story, and you just say, you know, what did you do last night when you got home? And then, you know, they might say, I ate pizza. And, of course, in my book, one of my children told me he sat on the floor and picked that fuzzy stuff out of his daddy's belly button.
Okay.
And we call that lint, you know. But anyway, they'll tell you just something small.
That's probably a little more than we needed to know there, Lucy.
You wouldn't believe.
I think that's what you call. Is there a TMI chapter in your book here? If there isn't, there should be in your next one.
Too much information.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. But you know, we just try to teach them to think of one thing and then build on it.
Yeah.
If you kept saying, you know, write those things down. Even you as teachers, write your small moments down, and
right.
You know, one day you can write a book. Well, that started spinning in my head, and then we had an author come to our school, and she was talking about, she wrote her book, and she writes the children's books, and her daughter was the illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
And they are self-publishers also.
Right.
And I just sat there and I thought, okay, here are two things going on in my life right now that
I providence.
Know I can do.
This is providence, isn't it?
Uh-huh. So I just started sketching out some pictures and had the stories kind of already there in a journal because
right.
I'd been keeping up with them. We call it chicken scratch. I think that's how our niece, local newspaper described it the other day. She said it was chicken scratch. And so I just put it all together, and I just loved it. I mean, it's just been so much fun so far.
So you did all the illustration.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And it looks like a, you know, a child's coloring book.
Yes, a lot of people think that when they first look at it, they think of it as being a children's picture book. But that was my goal. I wanted it to look like
right.
a picture book, but I wanted it to be for adults.
Right.
No, and so, and plus that's how I see kindergarten too, is the crayons mm-hmm. and the sketching and the stick people and the, you know, the sunshine and the flowers. I just see it that way, and that's why I wanted it to be the way it was. Well, and a lot of people have asked me, the big thing that I've had asked is, why aren't there any faces?
I was just about to say, where are the eyes and the nose and the mouth? Now, I tell you what I'm going to do, Lucy. I'm going to make the audience wait on that. That's what we call a tease here in the big time radio business,
right.
Lucy. So give us your website before we go to a break.
Okay, it's www.lucycthomas.com.
CThomas.com.
Thomas.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out why there are no faces on these people in this book and why in the world would she self-publish? 20 after. Lucy Thomas is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. And says at last, just as the time bell rings. I feel good.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. A little Godfather of Soul for you there.
So
James
good.
Brown.
So good.
Lucy Thomas is our guest. Lucy Cook Thomas is the author and the illustrator of a book called You Know You're a Kindergarten Teacher When. And here's another chapter here, folks. You know you're a kindergarten teacher when you have a you're having a great lesson, the children are listening, learning, and enjoying it, and you keep in mind the room is very quiet. I'm sorry, I missed that one. Keep in mind the room is very quiet. Now, what does that mean? Tell us what that means, Lucy.
Well, the room is very quiet. Well, when you're teaching and you're having a great, great learning moment going on.
Yeah.
Kids are really, really engrossed in what you're telling them, okay?
Yeah.
And with kindergartners, if you really make it animated and you really are getting them into the story, they're just spellbound. Some days they're all sitting there with their mouths fell open, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're just looking at you like, wow. And it's really, really quiet in the room.
All right.
I imagine that.
I can't imagine that because I don't think that's the way it was when I was in kindergarten. I'm not sure. I think I was usually bouncing off the walls. Okay, Lucy, you're a kindergarten teacher who decided to write a book. You are the personification of the old adage that we all have a book inside of us.
Right.
Because you did it. And now what made you decide to self-publish your book?
Well, I researched. I did a lot of research, and being in a small town, not an unknown town, but in a smaller town, you're not sure what the big big perspective is out there,
right.
You know. And so I just started searching and researching and asking a lot of questions. And again, the friend that I had at our school, the author, she had self-published. So I started asking them questions, and they were more my mentors than helping me do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't feel comfortable letting it go to someone I didn't know.
You wanted to keep the control.
I wanted to keep it with me.
How about the money? Did you want to keep the money?
I wanted to keep the money. I'm telling you.
You found out that if you're self-published, that you didn't have to split it with as many people, didn't you?
Right. You have a little more control over it when you do it yourself. You also keep up with it better. In the publishing companies, I don't know enough about it to say don't do that. But at the same time, some of the bigger publishing companies, they want to keep the higher percentage.
Most of it.
Most of it, right.
No, not, the higher percentage
thinking,
doesn't
you know,
quite get it. They want to keep most of it.
Right, most of it. I wrote this book. I drew these pictures. This is mine.
It's your baby, you know? Isn't it?
And I want to share it with other people.
Right. Tell us about your marketing plan.
My marketing plan. Well, what I've done is I've gone out there and I've went to our local bookstores, whom might I add are great. They are so willing to help. And I've gone out there and my market is to, in the local bookstores, I've gone to a couple of these shows that we have local.
Book signing shows, that kind of thing?
We have, mm-hmm. I did a craft show this past weekend.
How many books did you sell?
I sold over 50.
What?
Yes, just in one.
Congratulations, Lucy.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a radio high five here.
No, and that was just people walking through. And then we have a couple of book signings coming up. I have one tomorrow.
As I say, we got folks listening over in your area, over our affiliate WVNA in 1590.
Okay.
If you want to tell us where it's going to be,
sure,
so they can know where you're going to be.
Uh-huh. It's at School Day, School Supplies on Avalon Avenue.
Yeah.
And it's going to be from 12 to 2. And I'm really looking forward to it. And our market is toward, of course, teachers, parents,
right.
Grandparents. You know, I have a story in my book about a grandparent, actually, the granny. And she actually called me the other night and was just hoo-hawing. You know, she was so excited.
Hoo-hawing. Now, what is that hoo-hawing?
Hoo-hawing. It's just laughing at
her. Is that laughing?
Okay.
All right. Is that Muscle Shoals, Alabama for laughing?
Okay. A kindergarten term. Let's
I got
that.
You. Okay, all right.
And so I'm going to be attending some kindergarten conferences that are sponsored by our Staff Development Education Association.
Right.
So I'm going to be attending those.
Is your book available in bookstores?
It's available in our hometown bookstores, but you can order online.
All right. And now, is it on Amazon yet? Have you got it on Amazon
yet? No, I haven't got it at Amazon.
Well, you got to work on that. You need to get the book on Amazon. You need to get it on the online bookstores.
Yeah, that's one of my next goals.
You know, it's not impossible. I mean, even though you're a self-published author, Lucy, mm-hmm. when we published my first book, we started a publishing company. And now we just published our second book, and we did it very similar to the way you did. You can get your book as a self-published author. You can get them in bookstores. You can get them in the online bookstores.
Right. Wow.
So you need to keep working on that. What's your next step? What's your next project?
I have a children's book written. I have not illustrated it yet, just lack of time. I've been so excited with this
right.
book right here. But I have one I actually written. I've got it typed out. Everything's ready. I've just got to illustrate. So my next goal is I've got a children's book I'm ready to illustrate to get published.
Lucy, so, I want you to give us your website one more time.
Okay. Website is www.lucycthomas.com.
LucyCThomas.com.
That C has to be there. L-U-C-Y-C.
Have to have the C. Now, is that where they can find the book?
That's where they can find the book.
How much is it?
It's $12.
$12. It's a steal. And now, how much is the shipping?
Shipping is $3.
$3. So $15 for the whole thing. What a great present for all the kindergarten teachers out there, folks. All of you who are listening who have children in kindergarten. Lucy, I think you're a literary star waiting to be discovered.
You think?
Yeah,
that's what I
predict. Thanks very much. Congratulations on your book, and we'll have to keep up with how you're doing.
Thank you.
Lucy Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, the book is You Know You're a Kindergarten Teacher When. It's a cute little book, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.